With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Los Angeles continues to burn. The death toll from the wildfires there has risen to 16 as crews are trying to cut off the spread of the blazes before potentially strong winds return this week that could push the flames toward some of the city's famous landmarks. There are fears the winds will move the blazes toward the J. Paul Getty Museum and the University of California, UCLA, while new evacuation warnings are going into effect. GOP lawmakers ready to get down to work. House Majority Whip Tom Emmers says voters let it be known they're tired of the Democrats' immigration plan in particular.
The American people elected a Republican trifecta to put a stop to the failed Biden-Harris policies that rolled out the red carpet for illegal immigrants, criminal illegal immigrants, and put Americans in harm's way.
Republican leaders are laying out their plans for the coming 119th Congress. Special Counsel Jack Smith has resigned from the Justice Department.
It was an expected move ahead of Donald Trump's inauguration on January 20th, and it comes amid legal wrangling over just how much of his two investigative reports against Mr. Trump can be made public in the days ahead. The DOJ disclosed Smith's departure in a court filing Saturday, saying he'd resigned on Friday. His two unsuccessful criminal prosecutions against Mr. Trump were withdrawn following the Trump election victory in November. George Williams reporting.
Walgreens has booked a better-than-expected fiscal first quarter and gave Wall Street some positive vibes on the troubled drugstore chain's plan to revive its struggling business. Company shares have soared after leaders told analysts they made progress improving one of the biggest concerns facing the entire industry, shrinking prescription reimbursement, and said their U.S. store closing plan was progressing better than expected. This is SRN News. Wisconsin's Democratic Governor Tony Evers is reviving his plan to enable voters to repeal and create state laws. He crafted a similar proposal in 2022 for voters to repeal the state's 1849 abortion ban, but Republicans killed that plan. It is expected they'll do the same this time. Evers claims that the GOP is ignoring the will of the people by refusing to legalize pot, expand abortion, and implement gun control measures. Wisconsin is among 24 states that don't provide a way for people to create or repeal laws without legislative action. An LGBT advocate has been convicted of injuring an officer with a homemade explosive at a 2023 campus protest over transgenderism at the University of Pittsburgh. Brian DePippa has been sentenced to 5 years in prison. His wife will serve 3 years of probation for her role in the incident. The couple were part of a group protesting in April 2023, the panel sponsorship by Pitt College Republicans of a speaker that opposed transgenderism. This is SRN News. A federal appeals court agreeing to hear more arguments involving a close election in November for a North Carolina Supreme Court seat. Details from Bernie Bennett.
The 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals Friday scheduled oral arguments for January 27th and briefing deadlines. The order means that both the Federal Appeals Court and the State Supreme Court likely will be considering simultaneously substantial matters related to the race between Democratic Associate Justice Allison Riggs and Republican challenger Jefferson Griffin. Riggs is ahead of Griffin by just 734 votes from over 5.5 million ballots cast. Griffin has argued over 60,000 counted ballots came from ineligible voters and should be removed from the tally. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Today is Sunday, January the 12th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including Football Hall of Famer Drew Pearson. 74 years old is he. Media personality Howard Stern is 71. Actor Oliver Platt, 65. This is SRN News.